Hello. Currently, I am laying in bed. As for time, it is 1:04 a.m. And, I'm getting tired. But, I felt like talking to you. So here I am. Talking to you. Let's see. Today, I just... Today was, excuse me, by the way, more of a productive get-things-done day. I kind of blocked out the world for most of the day. I just got things done, cleaned, just like completely, I don't know, I feel refreshed. I don't know, I guess it's just how I am. For example, if my room is tidy and everything's in the right place, and everything's organized, I feel like my mind is very calm, and I just don't feel anything, which is just, I hope that makes sense. I just feel completely content and just stress-free, at least for the time being. I don't know if that's a thing. I've been called a neat freak for most of my life. And I can agree. I'm a very neat person, and organized. And if I do have a mess or make a mess, it has to be an organized mess. There's a certain way I like my messes. like in my room, if there's a pile of clothes that need fixing, I will specifically, like, put it in a specific, I don't know, kind of mess it up in a specific way, like in a pretty way. Or, like my bed sheets. Most of the time I don't make my bed. So I like to crinkle them in a certain way that makes it look at least presentable. As well as my pillows. And when I eat, I have to be a neat eater in order to enjoy my food. I used to just completely down food, like, just eat it all, like, really fast. But I've learned to, enjoy food more and, be neat. I don't like to make messes. Like I said, I have to have an organized mess, whether it be with my napkins or, like, separating my food. Oh my god, my food. I have to have them separated in a certain way. Some foods can't touch, and if they do touch, sometimes I just won't eat that part because, I don't know, if a weird sauce gets on another food that shouldn't have that sauce on it, why would I eat it? Like, sometimes I would try it, but then most of the time it's just not, satisfying. It's not good. So I like to try and separate my food. Most people would call it segregation, but I'm gonna call it saving food, because if I let them touch, I won't eat it, and then it will be wasted. So I'm just being a good person, right? Right? I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. I'm a good person, for the most part. Everybody's a good person for the most part. Well, that's kind of a lie. But yeah, I'm quite the neat freak. But you know, I've learned to embrace it. And I really hope my future significant other is at least semi-clean, because I will go crazy and just yell at him all the time. But maybe I could train him into being at least a little clean and organized. Because, you know, opposites attract, right? It's weird how that works. But sometimes when people are too alike, they just, I don't know. I guess it really depends on the person and the couple. Because I've seen couples who are very much alike, but then they're just perfect for each other. But I've also seen couples who are very much alike and also their worst enemy. So, I guess it really just comes down to the actual individuals themselves. So, I will disregard what I just said. I am still on break for about 2 more weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and I don't mind going back to school. Actually, I'm quite excited to just feel, you know, like I'm doing something. But I'm also very scared for one of the classes because, okay, here are my classes. I'm taking music, but it's online. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to learn, like, notes and stuff like that, which I'm very excited because I play guitar. I play some piano. I sing a little bit, but for the life of me, I do not know notes. I can't read piano tabs or sheet music, and I would really like to, so hopefully that'll give me a little bit of knowledge on that subject, as it should. So I'm taking music, I'm taking sociology. I am taking, what are we taking? Wow, I have it in my photos. So excuse the button pressing, but I am looking through my phone for my schedule. Okay, music, like I said, sociology. I forgot what type of sociology. And I'm also taking anthropology. I know the anthropology is evolution. And I have never taken an evolution class. I am religious. So I don't know what their views would be. If they're gonna talk down on like a god. Or they're gonna, I don't know, just say that it's all science and, you know, there's no greater power. But I've thought about it and, I don't know, I'd like to hear other opinions and views on it. It's not like I'm going against my religion. I'm just educating myself further. And I'm also taking, I'm taking comms. And if you don't know what comms is, it's communications, and it's basically public speaking. And I'm terrified. I'm so terrified. But, you know, I've always been a shy girl, in many ways. Especially as a kid, I was so quiet. And to put, like, what am I trying to say? I was so, kept to myself. And, but as I grew older, I started to find, speaking out easier. And now I don't find it that hard. It's just, in the moment and beforehand, public speaking is terrifying. And I feel like I'm going to panic a lot this semester, but it is a requirement for my, graduation. So I must take the class in order to graduate. So I feel like it's going to be okay because it's good practice, and of course I'm going to need it. So maybe by the end of the semester I will be a pro and I could run for president. Oh yeah, they're going to love my Reddit profile as president. I'm going to be the most popular president ever. And it may not be in a good way. But yeah, I'm very scared. But it has to happen. It's inevitable. And I must not put it off, because I've put it off for way too long now. So wish me luck on my public speaking class. I will keep you updated throughout the year if I don't die first. I will die. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm like closing my eyes. But oh, you know what? I hope it's a small class. But then again, I hope it's a big class. Because, I don't know, I feel like talking to a bigger group of people is easier than talking to a smaller group of people, because you can't really see everybody at once. It's just, when you talk to a bigger group of people, you just talk. You don't have to look at anybody specific. No one's in your face. I don't know. We'll see. But I have a friend with me, so we will keep each other sane. Hopefully. I keep talking. I can't stop. Also, about the letters or the postcards, I am going to, pick up some stamps. I don't know where to get them. Is that weird? I know post, like, I can get it from the post office or any postal services shop. But I'm thinking if they would have them at like at just like a local like department store, like grocery store, or like whatever. So I'll look into that. Also, I only have 4 postcards, but I would love to send letters to whoever wants them. And I was surprised at how many people actually trusted me with their address. And I am very, 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 flattered. because I would only give my address to, like, someone who I really, like, knew, like, not really knew, but I knew who they were. For example, like, someone, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, so, a lot of the beauty YouTubers, they get do contests or, like, giveaways. And, of course, like, they're, like, I don't know. they're putting themselves out there. So, I'm not. I'm just a voice, to my name. I don't know. But thank you. I need to look back, at all the comments and messages and, actually write the names down, because I'm definitely gonna lose them if I don't do it now. So, if you would like a letter from me, handwritten, message me your information and I will definitely get it out to you. And yeah. Is that all I need to say? I think so. Oh, update on the guy who wanted to take me out to a gun range. He changed it to lunch and ice skating. And I, like, kindly told him, like, you know how shy I am, and I get scared over certain things. And, I think he got the point. He sent me, like, this screenshot of a picture, that he found on, like, Pinterest, and, I think it said, I have to pull it up, because, oh my god, okay, yeah, it was a screenshot of a quote on Pinterest, and it said, "I'm not shy, I'm just holding back my awesomeness so I don't intimidate you," and then he said, "That's you," I guess, so I thought that was funny. But I think he got the point that I do not want to meet him yet. I don't know if I ever want to. It's just those things that kind of freak me out. Like, the thought of knowing someone for so long online and, like, meeting them in person. It's just terrifying. And I'm pretty sure that's how it would be with, like, a online relationship. Like, I can't imagine the feeling beforehand. I've seen YouTube videos of people who met online and have actually started dating online, and then meeting in person at the airport for the first time. It could be terrifying, and I don't know, I feel like my heart would beat out of its chest, before I could even meet the person. It's just, I feel like I would just have a seizure on the floor. And that's how I feel, like, with this guy. It's like, well, I don't even have feelings for him. It's just the thought of having to show myself. Oh, it's just so weird. It's not like I look different from my pictures. It's just, it's different when it's in person. And, I feel like I have a right to feel this way, right? I don't know. It's just, he's so open to it, and I'm just not. Maybe one day at school we'll just cross paths, and he'll just be like, "Kim?" And I'll be like, "Oh my god." God. I don't know. I guess I should go now. I've been talking for 20 minutes. But it's been nice talking to you, and I always enjoy talking to you and having you here with me, even for just 20 minutes. Let me know anything. Just tell me anything. You make me happy. what was that? Okay, I'm gonna go to sleep. And if it's nighttime where you are, you should go to sleep too. Because sleep is nice. And waking up. Wait, what am I saying? I'm just saying, sleep is kind of great. So, I'll talk to you soon, and I can't wait to.